Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, joined by my main sidekick, Mr. Benny Mathers.
Hey, what's up? You have more than one?
I do have more than
See,
one.
See, that's why I questioned you.
But I only have one while I'm here.
Well, that's
in the studio.
And a sidekick, the keyboard gal.
Oh, boy, she slipped right in there.
I know, didn't she?
Hi, Valerie.
Sneaky little thing.
Very
she
nice.
Is.
She did a stunning job talking about poker. Championship.
Oh, that was last week.
That was very good.
That was hilarious.
But we're going to get her busy today for sure.
We should quiz her again on what the flop means.
Okay, we'll
She's
do
shaking
that.
Her head like, no.
She's actually going to have a session with my guest.
I know, right?
To get past everything we're putting her through. What a great show we have for you today. We're going to start off with, you know, doing a check-in on one of our holistic makeover winners. And the reason that we're doing that is because many people have said, as I'm trying to fix my mic here, many people have said, you know, how is it possible that these folks were able to make the kind of changes they made. And four of the makeover winners actually were out in public in an event, and people got to hear their story. And everyone in the audience was stunned at how quickly change was happening. Well, today, with my very special guest, one of the holistic makeover winners, Christine Fortune, the change started for her the minute that she put that application together. The application to be part of the holistic makeover. One of the things that she was gifted was an incredible opportunity to partner with one of our regular, amazing healers, phenomenal guest, Dr. Friedman Schaub. And so you're going to get to hear today what it was that Christine was all about and how Friedman actually did his magic or worked his magic. So part of the conversation today, I'm pretty much going to back out of because this is truly a relationship between Christine and Dr. Schaub. But the bottom line is that you can create the kind of change you want in your life instantaneously. You can be part of the holistic makeover, which we're crafting and forming for 2010. But you can start the change now. So, Chris and Friedman, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you, Chris, in a long time. What are you up to?
Well, I had two kids that graduated, one from high school,
right.
One from college.
Yay!
Yeah. One down, one to go.
Oh, there it is.
And then,
does she even look like she
no,
has like a college kid?
Not at
kid?
All.
I know.
That's why I was really surprised, actually. I was like, whoa.
Well, and then my son is engaged to get married, so we had a big engagement party on the 4th of
Yay!
July. It was a great
big
party.
Year for you guys.
It was a formal.
Do you have three boys?
No, I have two.
Two
a boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So good.
It was a good. That's what I've been involved with, and
yeah,
so.
And then hanging out with the holistic makeover mm-hmm. folks mm-hmm. and yeah. doing that. So give us the flavor for what it was that you came into this process with, and what role did of course Friedman and Dr. Schaub, what role did he play?
Well, Friedman played a role for me in helping me release emotions that I didn't need to have anymore, and fears and emotions, I guess.
He's the E-man.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a new name for Friedman.
The E-man. I like
he
that.
He is the E-man, Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Like
oh, a new
my
superhero.
Goodness. Okay, E-man.com. www.eman.com.
The E-buster.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Exactly. So he helped you with that.
Yeah, he helped me release negative emotions and fear and things like that. And, you know, things still pop up, but we had some pretty big breakthroughs, I thought, and worked through things, you know, all the way back to when I was a little kid. So, you know, one of the stories that Friedman was mentioning earlier was when I was, I don't know, I must have been about first or second grade, maybe second grade, I wanted to go join a campfire group. And it was in our neighborhood, and it was all the girls. We just moved to this house. And they were having the meeting, and I went across the street to the house and went in there. And they told me that I couldn't stay there, that I had to leave. And I was really embarrassed and upset and mad at my mom for making me go over there. And, you know, I felt unwanted and unneeded and unloved. And working with Friedman, I was able to release those feelings, you know, those.
I mean, she actually released it too. When I mentioned the campfire girls, she didn't even know what I'm talking about. I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah, what are we talking about? I'm done with that. Well, you know, for many of you, you've heard Dr. Friedman Chaub on the show many times. He is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, and he has been helping people for, you know, close to two decades release things that don't serve them anymore. And Chris was just an example of how you get to release them. Almost to the point where you don't remember the story that you brought to the table.
Which is really funny because, you know, I mean, first of all, you look great. I saw you the first time in March.
Right.
And so now we are talking about July, and you have done a makeover also externally because you look so
thank you.
Radiant and vibrant and I think 10 years younger.
Wow. That's what I think, too.
Amazing. It's really amazing.
And you can see it in just about all of the makeover, folks. I mean, you could see, you know, the shift and change both physically and as well as from the inside. So
which
something's
is just
working.
Fabulous, because the makeover started when beginning this year.
Yep, it did. Yeah.
And most people like you were, you know, stuck for a long time in your ways and these emotions and those beliefs and all these things we're talking about. And most people, maybe also the listeners on the show, don't believe that you can make such a radical change.
They don't.
Within a few months' time.
Right. Actually, Friedman, professionals in the field of human potential don't believe that.
Oh, I remember. We had a call, actually, in one of the shows where somebody said it's not possible.
Exactly.
It takes years and years and years. And I think what the makeover shows is that there is this potential inside every one of us. And once we're able to unleash that potential, everything is possible. I think our psyche and our mind and our body is just waiting for the opportunity. And I think you were ready. Mm-hmm. And that's probably what the makeover also does. It makes people ready to sign up because they are committed.
That is really a good point, because unlike a lot of makeover kind of reality shows, right, Chris, on TV,
right,
you know, where they give you the house, they give you this, you had to work.
Yes.
The folks had to work.
You had to bring it and be honest. We had to be really, really honest. And that sometimes was uncomfortable. But even the first time I talked with Friedman, he said, well, are you willing to be honest? Are you ready to be honest about what's going on? And I said, yeah, you know, I want to change. I want this to happen.
Well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to really, you know, have in review is that when you signed up for the makeover, you had some dreams. You had some things that you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we have those dreams and the things that we want to do, and they stay as dreams and things we want to do. I know I'm getting my butt kicked right now on one of my dreams, and I'm having several people facilitate, you know, the completion of a few items, which is good for me because it's time. But the question is, what are some of the things you came in here wanting to do? Have they stayed the same? And how did Friedman help you break through, get you unstuck so that you can move to the next level?
Well, one of the big things that I was working on was my mom and dad's estate and all the legal issues and financial things that we were dealing with. And we've really gotten that down to where, you know, basically we have the house, we have some other things to work on, but it's really becoming manageable. Another thing that I wanted to be able to do was to be able to manage my finances and my money, to know about investments and things. And so July was my month to start digging into my investments and learning about the stock market and bonds and all those things I didn't know anything about. And up until then, I just would push it aside and pretend it didn't even exist because I didn't know what to do with it. And now the last week, I've been digging my statements out and reading them, and they make sense to me. It's like, it's time, it's okay. I know I can do it. I'm smart enough. You know, all these things I'm working through.
You know, and it's fun.
Huge issue for women, by the way.
Pardon me?
It's a huge issue for women.
Yes.
Susie Orman has made a very nice living off of talking about financial issues and women right. and what we do and what we don't do. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about trusting yourself. You know, so you had the classic stuckness phenomenon. So you came really in being stuck because there was a part inside of you that was really scared, that was not trusting yourself, that was doubtful, that didn't feel smart enough. You know, and then there was the other side who was a big dreamer, who was a side that felt, I can do something bigger and better with my life. And it was a very motivated part. And you know, just your email address was a very motivating email address. And also your success club dream that you had and all those kind of things. But you were kind of stuck in this wanting to move forward, but some tether, some internal part held you back. And I think that's part of, you know, what basically most people that are stuck feeling, that there is, they are sitting in this car, they want to move forward, they're pushing the accelerator, but the brake is still on, and they don't know how to release the brake. And I think that's what we have been working with. And the beauty is, I remember we solved that inner conflict in one session, which really doesn't take a long time. Now, a lot of people believe this one part needs to be pushed aside, forget about the one that holds you back, the self-sabotaging part is an evil part, kick it to the curb. And that's exactly the opposite of what you needed to do.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Do you want to share, you don't have to give out your whole email, but why don't you tell everybody what your beginning email is?
It's Wealth for Life.
Which I love. It's great.
Wealth for Life. That's Chris's email. When we come back, we're going to be hearing more about her story, what's on her plate right now, where has she decided to go with all of this, and how Dr. Friedman Schaub is helping her along the way. Yes, these folks did actually transform from the inside out, but they also created in a phenomenal pay it forward part of this. And you're going to hear about that. And how long did it take them? About 4 months. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on the Dr. Pat Show.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com,
Office Max, and other local stores. Visit perfgogreen.com. That's perfgogreen.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And for more information about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. That is when you do the doctor thing, it's like DR. You don't have to be doctor, D-O-C. It's like DR.
You could.
You could. And I think somehow Dr. Something gets back to the website, but I'm not sure.
Oh,
if you're ever worried about it.
Imposters!
If you ever can't figure any of that out, just go to the old Google search engine and just drop in the Dr. Pat Show, and you will have the answer to many of your questions. Today, Chris Fortune, one of the phenomenal Holistic Makeover winners, Pay It Forward participant, and her coach, one of her coaches, Dr. Friedman Schaub of Cellular Wisdom. And for finding out more about him, you can go to cellularwisdom.com. And everything that he's talking about today with Chris, he has that and more available for you. It doesn't matter what part of stuckness you're in, whether you're smoking away on those three packs of cigarettes a day, or you just can't resist that piece of chocolate pie, or you just keep picking the wrong partners for your relationships.
Don't be looking at me. I found one.
I'm sorry.
I'm good now.
We've got the E-man in the house.
Good. Well, not him, but.
Oh, okay.
Nothing wrong with that. There's
okay, they're all
that.
Right. Mm-hmm. But Chris Friedman, let's talk about the journey. Now, Chris, we were talking during the break that when you first filled out your application, you had a bunch of things that you wrote down, and they were really good. I mean, it's what got you to this place. But things change. Shift happens. What is it that you both did together that created a change in what you thought you were going to do, especially with your Pay It Forward program, to what you're actually doing now?
Well, one of the things that Friedman did in the very beginning was he asked me what success was. You know, what did it mean to me? And we talked about...
That's a hard question, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was. Okay, then I had to say, okay, what is the success club? What does that mean? And so I went home and I thought about that and thought about that and through the process, decided to kind of put that aside for the time being and write a book about the 7 steps to success and what my steps were, how I got there, and make it really something that's really easy, just 1, 2, 3, you know.
So how do you define success now?
Success is when I'm connected to the inner me, when I know what I'm doing is the right thing.
See, and that's so beautiful because the program I'm offering is the Personal Breakthrough and Empowerment Program. And that's exactly, I think, what you...
What are those two? Could you tell us a bit about those?
About the two... Well, it's basically one. It's
yeah.
just the two steps, basically, that, you know, you want to address. You don't want to only break through your blocks and obstacles, and then you're in the limbo state and say, well, now I'm broken through, so where do I go?
I laid on the couch for a year. That's exactly where I went.
But maybe that's what you need to relax and rejuvenate.
Well, without doing that, I wouldn't have come up with crust busting. I was so darn crusty. But I don't want to lay on the couch, and I don't, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't have you.
Well, thank you. But it's really important. I think this is what you showed. You know, it's like you can go through stuckness, and then you're not know what actually is success for me. What does it mean? What's the purpose for me? And I think redefining this and finding your true self and finding the connection to yourself and listening to that, I think changed a lot for you. Also, your role in your family, where you are much more the empowered one, the one who actually speaks up, which was a huge issue that you faced in the past. Speaking up, saying your mind, speaking from your heart, that's certainly not an issue anymore.
Right, right. Tell it like it is.
Which is fabulous. And you need to trust yourself in order to do that.
Mm-hmm. And the part of this was when Chris filled out the application, she was still employed.
Yes.
She was thinking, really, and it wasn't like a clear thought. I think you were really struggling. Do I stay at my job? Do I retire? Do I stay? Do I retire?
That's correct.
Yeah. By the time you actually got to the makeover, which was January or so,
yeah, January 16th is the day I retired.
That's the day. It was that week.
Yeah, it was 2 days prior to that you called me.
Right. So how does articulating what we want, Friedman, how does that help us kind of get things moving? Because I think, Chris, what you said, the makeover was, you know, that we created the ripple. And sometimes ripples you know, work wonderfully. Other points in time, you can drown in the effect that you create. But that's why we kind of paired you. So what was it that you both worked on that you could point to that really put you at the top of your game? Because you're a different person sitting next to me now than you were even a few months ago.
Well, just working on the fear and letting go of fear. What would I do today if I were brave? I mean, that whole sentence right there, that song, I listen to that every day. Because that's what I think. Okay, what would I do if I knew I could do it?
And
it sounds like your show.
Isn't fear something that really keeps most of us stuck? You know, when there is a certain kind of, you know, no motion,
it's
no
ridiculous
development, it's usually fear. And, and you know, fear is not only, the E-man is great, but fear is not only an emotion. And as, you know, in your case, it's also, we talked about the inner conflict, and it's a strong limiting belief that you had, and the belief of not being good enough. I think it's one of the most common beliefs out there. I think more people believe they are not good enough than they believe they're perfect the way they are. And, you know, that's, you know, the sad story, but that's true. And you changed this belief into a very fabulous belief that you're actually affirming every day.
Right.
Oh, I want to talk with you about, you know, where you are now, some of the things you're doing, you know, what your Pay It Forward project looks like. One of the things that I've created is, and I've taken a lot of heat for it, is I've created the steps that in my mind contribute to, you know, removing crust. And I put intention before awakening. And people in this arena, they're all over me. They're like, no. You have to awake before you set intention. I said, no. You set an intention, whether it's the one you want or not. You set it. If you set the intention that doesn't get you closer to your dream, you really feel it. But you sat down and you said, I want to do this. But then you changed your mind.
What
was that like?
Well, I struggled with that a lot because I was comparing myself to all the other makeover winners.
That's what I love about doing the group thing.
And all the things that they were doing, and everybody's got their websites up and their blogs and all these things. I don't have any of that done. And so I struggled with that a lot, and I was feeling very not good enough, all those things. And then I got back on track with my 40-day challenge.
With Friedman.
And I decided that it is okay for me to be exactly where I'm at, and I just put one foot in front of the other, and I keep making changes each and every day.
Well, and that's the beauty about intention, that if you have an intention, but you are kind of nailing it down to the floor and make it, this is where I need to go, you're creating an expectation which eventually can lead to disappointment. So I think with intention needs to also be the flexibility to change your intention, and don't make the intention only external. You know, if you're trying, and as you did, I want to do the Success Club thing very, you know, successfully. And then you realized, you know, what I really want is to feel good about myself, no matter what the circumstances. I think that's a much healthier intention and a much more fertile ground to create what you want than if you are making it dependent on some outside of you endeavor to feel good about yourself or not. Let's start feeling confident and trusting in yourself, and then go out and change the world.
Now, are you at a position to share what your, you know, old and new is? What your old intention was, or your old Pay It Forward was, to create the Success Club? And that actually catapulted you to build an office and everything in your home.
Right, right. And I still have the intention to do that.
Exactly.
But I want to finish writing this book. I'm about halfway through it, and I have a goal of September to have it.
Excellent.
A rough draft of the whole thing. So.
Excellent. And part of what I love about this, Friedman, is that all of the naysayers around the makeover insisted that people couldn't really develop and or sustain anything. The book was a fresh idea.
Yes.
I mean, this was new to you in the middle of this.
Right.
How did you come to that? I mean, did you like wake up one day and it was like, oh, I got to write a book?
Yeah, I was just driving. Actually, on one of the days I was coming here for one of my interviews, and I thought, I was listening to somebody talk about writing a book, and I thought, well, that's what I need to do. So, yes, it was just a flash.
Well, and you're writing about a personal story, the success. And I think you will probably, with this book, set the foundation, a stronger foundation for the Success Club. So it's not that you are forgetting about this idea, but maybe this is the right step for you first to take and build upon that, and then the Success Club. So I think it just makes complete sense to me.
Right.
to share your story.
Now, do you two, are you continuing to work together?
Well, we are definitely staying in touch. What I always do with clients is after the process is completed, I give them this 40-day challenge. And the 40-day challenge is basically, why don't you share the 40-day challenge? What did you find there?
The 40-day challenge for me was that each and every day you sit down and Friedman gives you a list of things to think about, and you know, you do an affirmation, and each and every day there's something different to think about through your day. And it's you get in the habit every morning of writing and thinking about all these things. And like I told Friedman, about day 24 or 5, I kind of fell off the wagon for a week. And it was really nice having that in place because it pulled me back.
Wow.
I was able to pull myself back on track and take care of myself again. I got lost in the busyness of the engagement party. So
yeah, and those things you think about are things that you really, again, have an intention around. So, you know, one day you think about, what did I procrastinate around in the last few months? And just do something about it. Or another one is, how can I connect to people more? You know, where you maybe open up more and, you know, talk to the people in the elevator versus staring on the floor or on the ceiling. Or another one is rewarding yourself. Mm-hmm. Take a moment and do something good for yourself on that day.
Mm.
And so it goes through 7 days, and you're just having every day another energy, another attention around your day. But you set yourself up first with a brief meditation, and then, you know, with the specific empowerment accelerator, the affirmation, and so on. So there are certain steps where you're charging yourself up during the day, and make it your day versus, you know, having the day run away with you.
Right.
Wow. I want to thank you both. So, Chris, we would like to invite you back in September when the book is done.
Okay.
Both of you.
Okay.
Fabulous. Love to have you back when the book is done. I love what you've done. And,
thank you.
You know, the standard that you all have set for the 2010 makeover is phenomenal. That's why we're dragging our feet right now on launching it. All of you have done so well. And then if you don't have the T-shirt, please go out and get it. I want to work with Dr. Friedman Chow. That's the T-shirt, a.k.a. E-Man. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing, of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Oats yogurt provides 5 grams of protein, When you consume Greek Gods yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Gods yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit yourtwofeet.com.